Sports Radio 730, The Ump, and 103.9 FM. From the Tennessee Valley Sports Authority, Sports Radio 730 The Ump presents The Griff Show with Scott Griffin. Call now, 1-866-485-WUMP. That's 1-866-485-9867. Now kicking your afternoon drive into high gear. Here's Griff.
Welcome back to The Griff Show. Glad you're with us here on the program. Our next guest... We'll still talk about Peyton Manning and Alabama Pro Day and much more, but we're going to talk a little MMA fighting right now. Adam Gibbs joining us from Sport Fight X and SportFightX.com to bring in an event here to the Rocket City on March 24th. And joining us now is Adam Gibbs. Adam, good afternoon. How in the world are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for hanging out with us. Just educate people a little bit about Sport Fight X and the company and this fight coming to the VBC March 24th.
Well, we got a big show coming up March 24th at Von Braun Center. But the company, Sport Fight X is a company that operates in Tennessee, Alabama, or in Georgia. And we've been doing fights outside of Alabama, like in the Atlanta area and like Nashville. And then now we're, since the Alabama Athletic Commission has got their, since they're in business now, we're coming to Alabama for the first time, and we're really excited about it.
So this will be the first event for you in the state, period?
Yes, sir. We had a event that was scheduled for last January, but we had to move it to Murfreesboro, to the Murphy Center complex.
Right.
But this will be the first event that we've had here in Alabama. This will actually be the first professional MMA, sanctioned professional MMA that's came to the state.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, a lot of your stuff involves fighters from Alabama versus Georgia, and you play on the state theme. Is there a theme to this one or just some great matches?
Well, the top three fights for us were Alabama versus Georgia fighters. And we've got a bunch of local guys on here that'll fight, as well as like some guys from other markets for us, which would be Georgia, the Atlanta area. We first had some of the matches, the majority of the matches were Alabama-Georgia matches, but a couple of the, we probably have as many Tennessee versus Alabama matches now as we did with to start with. But the some of the guys that I've got on here would be like Stephen Wilhite. He's an Alabama guy. He was originally slated to fight a guy from Georgia from X3 Sports, and that fight, as of yesterday, fell apart. The guy he's supposed to fight, Luke Neeland, he's had some hospital-type issues where he's going to be unable to, but we got that fight replaced yesterday with a guy from Nashville.
Okay, so they'll be, and these guys are all professionals, or some professionals with some amateurs trying to think about it, or how does that work?
Well, there'll be six professional fights, and then there'll be about six or seven at amateur fights. Most of the pros that we have on this card here are guys that have fought for us in the past and have either moved up in the pro ranks or were already professionals already. But the amateurs would be guys that would be looking to go pro, that we would be looking at maybe to put on a pro card maybe for like an Atlanta fight or a Nashville fight or something like that.
Now, what kind of names would be recognizable to people that really keep up with this sport that'll have some regional name power, like a Paul Gardner or something? They have regional power? Or?
Well, actually, most of the guys that we have on one side of the card would be a big draw for this area. Like Stephen Wilhite, he's the guy from Triad Martial Arts. He'll be fighting a pro debut. We've got Matt Smart and Matt Vaughn. Both of those guys train at Sturgis MMA, which is in Madison, Alabama. And then we have Sasuke Zapata. He's fought a lot of big names. He's from the Birmingham area. And then, like, Matt Ward, he's another guy he's a Huntsville guy that trains at Madison Triad Martial Arts. But now I've also got Clay Stewart with Riviera Fitness. I know that he's on your show quite a bit.
I
think he was kind enough to give up his spot to us today.
Yeah.
But I have two guys at a Riviera Fitness that are actually a male and a female out of Riviera Fitness. He has a guy that's 155 pounds, Eder Nieto. He'll be fighting a guy to Birmingham, Alabama. This guy, he's probably like a pretty good up-and-coming 155 guy. And I've also got a female out of their gym that'll fight this car, too.
How many females will fight in the total? It sounds like there's 12 fights.
Yeah, there's actually 13 as of today.
13, okay.
But the we have one female match. The girls are hard to they're hard to find. They're few and far between. And most of the time, if you find one in a 145 weight class, it's hard to find another one that's kind of on the same level. But he has a girl named Molly Richardson, and she'll fight a girl, another girl from Atala, Alabama, I believe. And they're like 115 pounds.
Yeah.
And Molly, she trains at Riviera Fitness as well.
Now, one of the intriguing matchups could be Josh Sankbell, who is, I guess he's still a fullback at the University of West Alabama. He's only fought twice, but he's won both of them, which is amazing because, as you know, and I hope most people realize, there's a skill to this. This isn't just getting out and waylaying somebody.
Yeah, Josh is a real unique fighter. He, you know, he plays football, you know, I don't know how many, 300 days a year. And it always works out that he gets to fight for us about this time of year because, like, the football season isn't, and I guess they probably just got out of spring training. But
yeah.
Josh is a real tough guy. He fought for us in July of 2010 in Atlanta, and he won a decision there. He fought for us last January in Murfreesboro, which he also pulled out a decision there. And this is a guy that most of his training comes, like, within a 30-day window because he is so busy with his football schedule. But he's a real good guy to watch. I mean, he really puts it all on the line.
What kind of fighter is he? Is he more ground attack, more punching, or what's his background?
He would be more of a stand-up guy. He's not a very well-rounded fighter, and that's one of the things we look when we go to shop him, you know, in the market to find somebody else. But both of these guys here would be stand-up guys. He's fighting a guy out of Clarksville, Tennessee, Maurice Tunstall. He trains at SSF, which is Street Fighting Science, and the coach there is Ron Daly. Ron Daly's had a couple of guys on the UFC before, and Maurice is a real stand-up guy as well. So this one should be one for fans if they like to watch just a stand-up war. It should be a really good one.
So it sounds like some really unique cards and a chance to see some professionals and seasoned guy, and then kind of get a feel for people trying to dip their toe in the water and see how the sport goes for them that night. It's a kind of a cool, a well-rounded card there.
Yeah. The way we operate, we would operate more along the same lines as it probably has the same. I used to work for Strike Force, and it has the same setup as like a Strike Force type card. We have a prelim card, which will be the majority of those will be amateur fights, and then we'll probably move some of those better fights over onto the main card, which is on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So the fight night will probably contain, like, in the 8 o'clock performance that starts its own pay-per-view, will be like three amateur fights with like six professional fights on it. And then the rest of those guys will fight probably between the hours of like 5:30 and 7:30.
It sounds fantastic. And, again, how many are training from the North Alabama area? I know some are coming from Clarksville and then just north of us, but how many are around in our area basically?
Well, I'm looking at the fight card now. I'm going to say probably 12 to 14 of these fighters are. I failed to mention one guy that's a pretty big name in the Huntsville area, Jason Sanderson. He's fighting this card as well. But there's probably going to be about 12 to 14 guys that are local, and then the rest of those people will come out of somewhere else like Atlanta, Nashville, and different places like that.
It sounds like it's going to be a great card, and it seems like it's a pretty good ticket. It's $25 to get in March 24th at the VBC, and, you know, $25 gets you 13 fights. That's pretty good when you do the math.
Yeah, I promise they'll get their money's worth when they come out. This company, the Sport Fight X company, it'll produce fights like nobody else in this area can. And you can, if you look us up in the past, all the fights that we have from other shows have always been exciting. The company's produced a lot of large-name fighters. So, I mean, I think that if people will see a lot of the difference when they come out and watch this versus something else that they may see.
And who's producing the pay-per-view?
It's GoFightLive.com. It's an internet pay-per-view. There's a lot of sports bars and stuff like that play our pay-per-views on.
Right.
So it should be really good.
Sounds terrific. It is March 24th for folks listening in again at the VBC, Alabama versus Georgia, Sport Fight X, Southeast MMA's ultimate proving ground, and there'll be some amateurs, some professionals, and it should be a very interesting, entertaining night. $25, you can go to Ticketmaster.com or SportFightX, spelled just like I'm saying it, SportFightX.com, and try to get tickets that way. Adam, thanks for hanging out with us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having us on. We look forward to seeing you guys there.
Yes, sir. That'd be awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Again, some MMA fighting, Alabama, Georgia, March 24th at the VBC. Now, in relation to that, Riviera Fitness, you know, they have the cages there in Huntsville and in Athens. Now, and I want to be sure, I guess I'm always paranoid about making sure that everybody understands. They have the MMA training classes, and you can go there and train to fight if you'd like, but they also have the fitness classes where you train and you're not fighting anybody. You know, you're training like they train to get in shape, and those are really cool. So Riviera Fitness, if you're just curious about it, they'll be glad to show you around there and let you do it. I mean, they've got great personal trainers, but the facility, like the one on University Drive, is 20,000 square feet. It's unbelievable. So you need to check them out there at Riviera Fitness. And they've got all the normal classes, Zumba, spinning, body sculpting, kickboxing, and more, all these advanced classes. But the kids can get involved. They got Little Warriors classes on the MMA conditioning, women, men, and much more. And they have them at both places, at the University location as well as the Athens location. It's just a mile or two off 65 there on Highway 72, and it's a great location. They got the MMA stuff, the weights, the cardio, tanning, everything you need. So check out Riviera Fitness. No enrollment right now. No enrollment at all as they continue their first of the year promotion. And for you Grip Show listeners, you can go to RivieraFitnessCenters.com or call 539-6211. They'll do a free week for you. They'll give you a week pass. Check it out. Investigate. Do all the stuff. And you'll really like what you see at Riviera Fitness Centers. We'll take a break, come back. Tommy D's our guest from TideSports.com. We're going to get an update on Alabama Pro Day today. Who looked good and who didn't? Dre Kirkpatrick, Dante Hightower, and more next on The Grip Show.
The Grip Show.
Welcome back to The Grip Show. Our man that gives us all things Bama when we can't be there, TideSports.com, talented writer, been down there for years. Tommy Dees joins us. TD, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sure you were at Pro Day today, and you know, three big names missing, Richardson, Barron, and what? Upshaw. Now, we know Barron and Richardson's reasons. Courtney just figured he's done enough, or what was the deal on that?
He's had a little bit of an issue with knee tendonitis, and I think that probably factored into it. Also, I think he performed pretty well at the combine, and that probably factored into it. And a lot of these guys have their own private workouts. And now there's a new circle date on every NFL scout and coach's calendar, which is March 29th, when the three that we just mentioned are going to have a private workout at Alabama, and all are expected to participate at this time.
Do you know anything, before we get to the guys today, about Richardson and Barron's progress? Richardson's was very minor, so I'm sure he's doing okay, but what about Barron and his surgical procedure?
Don't know anything. You know, I guess we'll find out better on March 29th when we hear more than see what they do there. Like I said, that's a private workout, so I don't think there'll be a media invite on that. But we'll see if all three participate or not, and we'll know more about their status injury-wise then. But I haven't heard anything that makes me think the NFL is shying off of any of the three. I mean, I see them listed, you know, pretty much at the top of their positions in the draft.
Now, a lot of people had a lot to gain today. Let's start with Marquise Mates. He did not run the 40. He still got that little sore hamstring. Update us on him. And then he had some drops in the combine. So how did he look today to you?
He didn't do enough for anybody to either drop him or raise him. I think mostly what what will happen on him is a lot of doctors will look at him and decide if they think he's going to be healthy enough going into the season if they want to take a flyer on him. But what's going to, you know, get him in the league or not is and what I think will get him into the league is his punt return ability, and that's not something you can see in a drill. You know, you can see how fast somebody is or what they can lift, but a lot of that is so much instinct. And, you know, all he really has to do there is throw out the return against LSU, against a team that had averaged like a foot of return all year, and he busts one. Of course, he gets injured on the play, and I think most people think he scores if he doesn't pull the hamstring there. So that alone will open a lot of eyes, because LSU's a team you just couldn't return a punt on. And he's shown over the course of his career that he can make an impact in that area. He's awful undersized for a wide receiver. Could maybe work in the slot in some situations for a team, but mostly I think he's more of a returner who would be on the second tier of your receiving core. You've got your, you know, kind of your three guys that are in your regular rotation. You got three behind him, and he'd probably be in that second three.
Let's talk about Dre Kirkpatrick, not the greatest combine, and some even questioned his man-on-man ball skills. How did he do today, and did they replicate – can they have him guarding receivers, or did they just do drills? I don't know how they could take a look at
really
that.
It's really more drills. I mean, the receivers are – it's not the senior ball practices where you're out there, which, of course, he's not a senior, but, you know, where you're out there in live practice against somebody, and you may not know what pattern he's running. They just don't do that in these tight workouts. And he didn't run the 40, so that's not going to change there. I think there are some questions about him, but what's not questionable is he's a good 6'3", and there aren't a lot of 6'3 corners, and he's certainly got the mentality, the mind game part of it from playing under Nick Saban that usually gives you a high mark with any NFL team as far as being a DB. There are those who question his ball skills, and I might be one of them that doesn't think, you know, he's the greatest cornerback I've ever seen. I've seen better cornerbacks, but most of them weren't 6'3". So, I do think he has a lot going for him. The physicality showed, especially if you look back at the Arkansas game and some others, he is willing to, you know, stick his shoulder in there and not just kind of wave at a running play, but try to make a tackle and try to make a impactful tackle. He's a very good tackler after the catch. Yards after catch were almost a non-issue for Alabama all season, and Arkansas is the perfect example because Bobby Petrino's system is based on yards after catch. It's a four-yard pass looking for a 14-yard gain, and the four-yard passes became three-yard gains because they stuffed them right there, and Kirkpatrick led that charge.
Yeah, and he became more physical in his career. They've got to like that. Early on, I thought he shied away from contract. As his career ended, he was pretty physical.
Yeah, I talked to him about that last August, as a matter of fact, before the season, and you know, he quite frankly admitted he was somewhere between 160 and 165 pounds when he got to Alabama. And it's hard to be physical in the SEC when you're giving up that kind of weight. But he, you know, he got up there in the 180s, maybe the low 180s, and that's the kind of thing he needed to do. He got a lot stronger. I remember as a sophomore, not that he's the only guy that fell victim to this one. Alshon Jeffrey was just shoving him off the line when he tried to jam. And when people tried to shove him when he was jamming this past year, they didn't get anywhere with it. He is a physical, you know, I think of different types of corners. You know, Deion Sanders was your classic cover guy. He's not that.
Yeah.
But if you ever look at those Bill Cowher corners that were very physical guys, he fits that mold.
Let's talk about Dante Hightower. They said he measured him at 6 foot. I can't imagine that. I'm 6 foot. He's got to be a lot taller than I am.
I thought he was taller than that, too. He sure looks to me. So.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I haven't seen the measurables or how they came up with that, but all I know is that Dante Hightower is a football player, and I suspect first round maybe could fall to the second. I don't know about that, but, you know, he's going to be a linebacker in the NFL. I just can't see that he wouldn't be.
Both those guys helped themselves or just continued to be where they are, basically, or how did you see it, or did you get any reaction from NFL guys?
I didn't get much reaction, so, you know, I don't think anybody at this workout, the scene rules or how the measurement with that came up, but no, is it all I know is Dante football powers a foot and I player in fact, the first round could fall maybe second out of this about that, I don't know that, but, you know, he's going to be a lot, he's going to be in a linebacker, just can't tell, I wouldn't see that he
but guys, both those help themselves or can continue to they are, B, where they're clear, or basically, how did you get any receipt or did you from any reaction from the guy?
Didn't get any reaction, much, you know, and so I don't think anybody at anybody this workout, this world, the world, I haven't seen that with that measurement. They came out, know is that, but hey, I tell you, all I football, Dante, and I thought was a back player, and first, amazing. Could fall around a second. I maybe about that. Just said, I don't know. You know, he's not, but be a lot. And, you know, he's going to just can't find back. He wouldn't. I feel like.
But
see that he
guys, help those elves. Just help them. Can those are to continue. They are particularly or be where they, how did you start base? Did you get any, how did you from NFC or did you reaction?
Didn't get fell guy. Reaction. You know, much. I don't think so. Any workout this world or out with that team. The measure no is that it came out to have a football line and I put Dante back. I was the first player and the mix could fall second. I round it about that. Maybe, but you know, he, I don't know, it'll be a lot, but you know, he just can't. He's going to win linebacker.
But
I like
guys,
see that
help sell both those just is, can help them do those or continue. They are particularly, or how did you see where did you get any base for a minute? Or how did you see it or did
didn't get
reaction?
Reaction.
Fell guy.
You know, I don't think much reality yet, and so I don't work out. Anybody in this world or out this world with that, I'm seeing though is a measure how they came up ball out, but and I all I back to Dante first hour was a amazing player and could fall to the second I about that round at maybe you know, he was the sub deal, I don't know if any of that, but just can't he wouldn't be. He's gonna
find
back
guys,
the NFL. I
help
see that
himself, just both those can do help themselves or they are continue to clear. How did you start? Did you get any beware them from an air base? Or how did
didn't get
it or did
reaction,
reaction?
You know,
fell guy.
I don't think anybody has much and so okay, I don't know anybody or how this got with that this work. No, is it seen out the measure football play came up and I thought but fact all I first for Dante I was a football player and second I was just about that. But Brown you know, he maybe gonna be a lot of the second thing. I don't know, just can't that, but wouldn't be.
But
he's gonna
guys,
be linebacker.
Help
I
see
that he
just can both those do is help themselves or they are particularly continued. How did you get any reaction from NFB where the base
didn't get
or how did
you reaction
see it or did
you know
reaction
I don't think
fell guy
much workout and so I don't know how anybody with that this work knows that I'm seeing football the measure and I think came back out but first all I admit Dante could fall hours a second I player and about that but you know he's around to be a lot maybe I mean just can't I don't know wouldn't that but
guys,
he's
help
back.
Just
see that he
can do both those. Is help them say our elves are clear. How did you continue to get any from NFL? Be where the
didn't get
our base
reaction.
Or how did
you know?
See it or did
I don't think
reaction.
How do you
fell guy?
Work out much reason than so. I don't know what that anybody this know is this workout out football team and I the measure back they came up first out, but all I could fall Dante like an hour to football that player and you know he. Be a lot around it, and you know, maybe just can't lose this. Wouldn't I don't know,
but,
that, but
guys, help
he's
going to
linebacker.
Just
NFL. I
can
see that he
do
speak.
Both those. Is, they are help them sickly or how did you get any retinued from NFL?
Didn't get
be where the
reaction
are based,
you know,
or how did
I don't think
see it or did
yet,
reaction fell guy
work out and the much rebuild around. So, with that, I don't anybody know is this the out this world ball, but and I've seen back to the measure first that came up, but could fall all on second. I Dante about that was a foot off player, and you know, he's just gonna be a lot. And you know, Brown just can't, maybe he wouldn't lose the same.
But
I don't know,
guys,
that, but
help
you know,
sell
he's gonna
just
linebacker.
Can
NFL. I
do
see that he be.
Both those they are is particularly help them. How did you solve or did you get any from NFT?
Didn't get reaction,
be where the
you know,
or base
I don't think
or how did
anybody
see it or did reaction
work out.
Fell guy,
the world are out much with that, and so. I don't know, is there anybody out there this football this work and I expect and seen first of the measure and they came up could fall out but second I all I know about that Dante I was a you know, he's a player and I'll be a lot of assistant, you know. Just can't brown it and wouldn't maybe
but
lose the
same. Guys,
I don't know
help
that but
sell, you, just
he's gonna
can
come back
do
NFL. I see that he speak.
They are both those sick clear how did you help them did you get any results or from NFL continued
didn't get reaction. You know
be where
I don't think
our base
body
or how did
see
it or did
work out
reaction
the
fell guy.
Not with that much reason, so no, is it, I don't know any football this and I this work back first from seeing the measure could fall that came back and I but about that all I Dante you know he was going to be a lot player and you know just can't he wouldn't drown it
but
maybe
guys
the, I don't know
sell,
that but
just you can
he's going to
do
linebacker NFL. I see that
they are particularly both those how did you get any help them from NFL or
didn't get
continued
reaction you know I don't think
be where the
at
base or how did
work out
see it or did
the
reaction
world
out fell guy
with that much reason no, is and so yeah, I don't football anybody and I this the fact this work first A million teams could fall the measure second. I came up about that, but he's Dante Beal hours a fucking NFL player and just can't just wouldn't be.
But Brown, guys, maybe himself,
I don't know
just
that, but
can do.
He's going to come back to NFL.
They are particularly. How did you both of those? Did you get any raises from NFL? Help themselves or
didn't get
continued?
You know, I don't think anybody has to
be where they are basically. Or how did
the
Cedar did reaction
with that?
They'll get.
You know, it's much really hot time, so football.
I'm Sergeant Slaughter or the Ultimate Warrior. But apparently, he has a sex tape, and I'm dying to know, does he do the leg drop? Is there? Does he do, the little circle around his ear gimmick? Is there a big boot to the face, brother?
Yeah.
It
does he tear
doll.
Their shirt off on that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Does he tear his shirt off? There you go. See, there's all this weird curiosity that we have where here we are, we're more fascinated with this than we would be if his daughter Brooke had a tape. Instead, this is a better story. I wonder what, does he blade in this? Is there blood? Does he have a big comeback where it looks like he's not going to be able to finish and he starts wagging his finger and then pins her? How does this work? I need to know.
What do you view? Are you curious enough to view the Hulk Hogan sex tape?
Absolutely not, although there would be, this would be definitive evidence as to whether or not steroids have long-term effects. Because his age, he should have low-hanging fruit by now.
Yeah.
But if he's been juicing for 35 years, he may have the California Raisins singing backup for him.
I was privy enough to actually work out with him one time in my life. Not like with him, like walking around with him, but in the same place and spotted him. He's the largest man I've ever seen. You know how guys are big.
Wait, hang on.
Not in that regard. Not in that regard. No. I'm talking about
big.
Very bad transition, Griff.
The guy's eyebrows are large. You know what I mean? He's one of those. Everything on him is mad. His fingernails are large.
Everything
he's just a large guy.
You need to get out of this. You need to bail out. Everything on him is massive.
By the way, you made me go to TMZ now before we talk a little mortgages, and this is an odd story. Rachel Connor, did you see that one, the pro golfer?
I did see that.
Busted for drunk driving this morning. She's 21, and they pull her over, and in the car with her, this is about as bizarre as you can get, is former NFL Titans running back Eddie George, 38-year-old guy. How does that happen? 21-year-old golfer.
Wait. Is this real? Look at her. That's how it happens. I would ride shotgun with her, and so would you. I'm speaking for Jason, too. He'd roll shotgun with her. It's all good.
Word.
How does Eddie George get involved? That is amazing. But anyway,
Because he played pro football. I've got an office in Nashville, and I've actually had the pleasure of meeting Eddie a few times, and he's a nice guy, but I could see how a lady like this could wind up with him riding shotgun. It could happen.
It did happen, actually.
It did happen.
Oh, man. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know. Let me ask you this and educate our listeners real quick. The new FHA rule coming out April 1st is really going to be impactful for people looking to refinance that are a little bit underwater in their loan. Can you give us the Cliff Notes version of what's going to happen?
Absolutely. Here's one of these deals where, the federal government rolls something out. Oh, by the way, I'm with First Lien Mortgages, and I do loans, too. I don't just talk about TMZ. So,
right.
Continuing on. It's one of those deals where I think the federal government rolled something out that sounds like a good plan, but in the end, you've still got to find somebody, as we would say in the industry, to buy the paper. So, ultimately, what we're talking about is people who are upside down on their mortgage, meaning that they may owe $300,000 on a house that's really worth $200,000. They would not be eligible to refinance under conventional guidelines because they're, quote, upside down. Their loan to value is too high. Well, relative to this new program, what you would be allowed to do is transfer your mortgage insurance. And Griff knows this. Whenever you close a refinance transaction, if you had mortgage insurance on your previous loan, you can't just transfer that like you would Allstate or State Farm or whoever you use for your homeowner's insurance. You have to go get a brand new private mortgage insurance policy. Well, that new policy is underwritten using the terms that are present available, meaning what you owe on your house and what your house is worth now. So that absence of being able to write that PMI is what has kept people from being able to take advantage of these rates. Well, effective, here in a few weeks, they say that will be able to transfer that PMI. So what happens is, let's say you got a mortgage with a bank here a few years back, but you weren't able to take advantage of these rates now because you're underwater on your house, you would be able to refinance, get a new loan, and that PMI company just transfer your coverage from one company to another. And by doing that, that would allow you to refinance regardless of what your house is worth. So this new guideline opens it up to where maybe if you've recently looked at comps or you've looked at an appraisal or maybe you got your tax card and for some reason those numbers aren't where they used to be, you would be eligible to go ahead and refinance. Now, in North Alabama, that's probably not going to be a huge deal for us. We haven't really been hit the way a lot of other parts of the United States have. But in Florida, man, that whole state's underwater. The majority of the Northeast is as well. So if you lived in the state of New York, you lived in Massachusetts, you lived in California, if you lived in New Jersey, like I said, the entire state of Florida for the most part. And for a lot of the folks right there in Metro Atlanta, this will be huge. And that's really the biggest market that's near us that will be affected by this. And it will do a lot of families who've done a good job of making their payments, but if they could just make their life a little better by making a cheaper payment or cutting some years off their loan, now's the time to do that. And those people just presently can't with the way the guidelines are. But April 1st, life may get a little easier, but as with a lot of other things with this administration, we'll just have to wait and see.
And it could affect people in our area that may have gotten a loan and then got the home equity, and they keep adding to the home equity possibly, and they're so close to still to the value of their house that, you know, that they might think they can. But that's where a phone call, and then the whole point of this is a phone call at 425-0105 to figure it out, and that's what Conrad and those folks will do for you, to figure out the best way to handle it.
Yeah, and here's the deal with this. You know, a lot of times people want to just to kind of be a mortgage doctor.
And good if people in our area, they have made a loan, got the loan and the equity, home equity, and they can to the adding equity to home equity, and they're possibly close, so to the value still house that house. They might know that they think, but that's where you can call or a phone point. And then the whole is this call. If it's a phone 5-4-2-1-0-0-1-5, figure it to figure that's what out. And Brad and those Conrad will do folks figure out before they put a handle the best way.
Yeah, here's the deal. And here's, you know, a lot with this. People find a time to want to kind of just to be a more doctor and forget stuff.
Could have and Blenari, it could affect people have very that a loan may got the guy equity on and they keep home to the and they equity adding believe they're the home close possible to soap of the vest their house still that day of their house they might they know that but that's where thing call can the point of a phone is and then the whole call if this five is a phone 104201 figure at 5 that's what to figure those out and we'll do con figure out folks to handle before they
yeah
the best way
here's the deal. You know, a lot and here's people with this. To a lot of times, kind of want to be a more just doctrine.
It could affect people in our and that it could have people in a low area that got the home equity, but got to keep owning thing to the home equity, and they believe they're adding close to home to possible the vast soap or house that still. Yeah, of that they might also they but that's where you know, the phone call single point of can is for a phone call if and then the whole 5-1-0 is a phone 4-2-0-1 that's what 5 Brad knows to figure it out and figure out the Conrad to handle folks.
Yeah, before here's the deal.
The best way,
you know, a lot of times people and here to deal with this kind of a lot of times be a more wanted doctor and just to
could affect disciplinary and they have it kind of like people got the area of the equity may keep getting to the loan and the equity home and they close adding to the home of the deposit or house so that you know, still they might have that they also but that's where a phone call you know the whole point of thing is can call it for a phone 5 and then the whole 10 if this is a phone figure at 4-2 that's what 0-1 and those 5 will do to figure out that at 1FMC.com to get involved in that. We'll break, come back 18 minutes till top of the hour. More Manning Irsay. Manning no longer a cult. What do you think of that? We'll get your reaction next on The Griff Show.
The Griff Show.
Welcome back to the Griff Show. Glad you're with us here on the program. Peyton Manning and Jim Irsay, no longer a couple in the pro football marriage. Manning, it's hard to believe, 14 years, no longer a Colt. Good idea, bad idea? Let's hear from Jim Irsay, who said this was never about money as far as getting rid of Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning is a guy that obviously with the four surgeries, $28 million last year when he did not play, and $28 million due tomorrow. But Jim Irsay making his final decision Monday. I think he made it 2 months ago, but he insists this wasn't about the cash.
Peyton has been completely unselfish in terms of looking at what the franchise, where it was at and where we're at in this point. And I tried to put myself in Peyton's situation as well. And, you know, in the end, before we ever got into any specifics, it's never been about money. It's never been about those type of things.
It certainly is about money. You know, he likes to say that, and Peyton Manning likes to say, but it is about money. From the standpoint of Peyton Manning, if he were a $2 million bonus, you don't think Jim Irsay would have written that check all day and twice on Sunday? Even a $5 million bonus? 28 changes it. So it is about money. I don't buy that statement at all. That's neat to say and cool, and they're holding hands and tears are flowing, but it is about money. If it's $5 million, Peyton Manning's not going anywhere. $28 million, he just can't write that check. So in the end, it is. I don't know why these guys can't be honest. Just say, you know, the bonus and where he was, and I just paid him $28 million. It is about that. I can't take that kind of financial risk for a quarterback that may not be the same quarterback at his age. Why can't they say that? That's what it is. So you're telling me it's not about the money? So you just decided to rebuild with maybe the greatest quarterback in NFL history and let him go? But it's not about the money. Then what is it about? What's it about? Really? It's not about the money? Well, if it isn't, why didn't you keep him? Oh, well, he's a... No, it's about the money. It's too much money, and I understand that. I'm not saying Jim Irsay is even wrong here. I'm not saying Peyton Manning is wrong. It's just one of those things. But don't sit there and try to tell me it's not about the money. You kidding me? It's about the money. Jim Irsay on there will never be another Peyton Manning that he thinks. But here's his thoughts on that particular situation.
There will be no other Peyton Manning. I mean that.
Money, too much money. Stand. I understand that. I'm not saying he's even Jim Irsay wrong. He's wrong here. Same Peyton. I'm not saying he's wrong. Man is wrong. It's things. One of those. Don't sit. But to tell there and try not about me. It's money. The money. Kidding me? You kidding me? It's the money. It's about money. Jim Irsay. Jim. They all never. There will be another Peyton. Another Peyton Manning. Man. Anything that he. But thought. Here's his on particular that situation.
There will. Manning. Peyton Manning. I mean,
money. Stand too much. Saying I understand is even that. I'm not wrong. Jim Irsay wrong. Sam Payer is wrong. I'm not just one man saying wrong. It's don't sit one of those to tell, but not about there and try to money. Tell me it's not the money. Kidding me? You kidding me? The money. It's about Irsay. Jim will never be on. And there will paver be another inning. Peyton Manning thing. But that he's thought. But, here's his particular situation. That
there will be Manning. No, I mean Peyton Manning.
Stand. It's in too much money. Even I understand that. I'm not Jim Irsay. Peyton wrong is wrong here. Just one. I'm not saying Peyton Manning. Don't sit wrong. It's a tell one of those not about. But money. They're trying to tell me it's not the money. Kidding me? It's the money. Jim Irsay. It's about money. Will never Jim be an on pay. There will. Never been another anything, man. But has thought that he particular here's his situation. It's on
there will
that situation.
The other be Manning. I mean, that, no
money. Peyton Manning. Stand. I'm saying he's even too much wrong. I understand that. I'm not saying Peyton Manning is wrong. Wrong is one here. Things I'm not. Don't sit in man to tell wrong. It's not about none of those money. But they're trying to tell me it's not the money. Kidding me? It's the money. You kidding me? Mercy. It's about never be a Jim Payton on there will never be another thing. But man's thought that he particular situation. Here's his thoughts on that situation.
Other Manning be, I mean,
money, no stand. Peyton Manning is even wrong. Too much money. I understand pay that. I'm not saying it's wrong. Jim Irsay is one wrong thing here. Don't sit. I'm not telling man not about wrong. It's funny. One of those. But they're trying to tell me it's not kidding me. The money. It's the money. Jim Irsay will never about be an inning. Pay Jim Irsay on inning. There will never be thing. Another thought man a particular that he situations.
But there will.
Here's his thoughts on that
other situation. I mean, that'd be
funny, but stand.
No, Peyton
Manning is even wrong. It's too much Sam Peyton. I understand he's wrong. That. I'm not just one of Jim things been wrong. Don't sit here. But tell. I'm not out about man money wrong. It's one of those. But they're trying to hitting me. It's not the money. It's the money. Jim Irsay will never be. And it's about Peyton. Jim Manning. There will never be but, another thought. Man, particular situation that he
there will
but here's his thoughts on
other
that
Manning
situation.
I mean,
that money
be
stand.
No,
he's even Peyton wrong. It's him pay too much money is wrong. I understand what that. I'm not saying Jim Irsay. Don't sit and wrong to tell here. Not about. I'm not standpoint of the Seattle not offer as much because they know the Jets want Peyton Manning. A and B. Do the Jets do that knowing Manning is a roll of the dice? Here.
Well,
I mean,
I think it's either going to be that, or I think the Houston Texans are going to send Shaw back and get a couple of draft choices. Peyton would be in the same conference in the AFC, playing in a dome, and see, it isn't about money. Peyton's going to go to a team who's close to being a winner, and the Jets and the Texans are both just about ready to turn the corner. Anybody who thinks he's going to Miami or Washington is whistling Dixie. He's going to go to somebody who is just about to be in the Super Bowl, and either the Jets or the Texans can make that claim, and all they got to do is get rid of a quarterback, get a few draft choices, and they got the money to sign him.
I think it's the Cardinals, because I think they're all that, plus they owe Kevin Cobb a big bonus March 18th, I think. They have a small window here to make something happen. It's the cleanest fit that I see.
I tend to agree with that, but I think Peyton is an AFC guy, and I don't think he's going there.
Well, I mean, I don't, what does that mean, AFC, NFC?
It means nothing other than
you make it sound like it's American League, National League. I thought maybe you were going to give me the designated hitter or something going on there.
Yeah.
I just don't see the Texans only because Schaub has been so good. Not that he is as good as Peyton Manning, but you know what I'm saying. Quarterback's not the problem here, and do you get rid of Schaub, who's done so well for you, again, to roll the dice with Peyton Manning? If it don't work out, then what have you done? You look real stupid.
Then you got Matt Leinart hanging out.
Of course, if it works, if it works, you look real good, too. So I do understand that. All right, good stuff, Bill. Thank you for your call. 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP to get in on the show. Peyton Manning, there is still work to be done. The feeling from everybody that's had this surgery, including Chris Winkie, the former Florida State quarterback, from the standpoint of it just gets better and better and better as you go. He'll get better and better. It may not look like a lot now, but it comes back virtually every day. You feel a little bit better. Here's Peyton Manning. That there's still a lot of stuff to get done.
I'm throwing it pretty well. I still got some work to do. I got some progress to make, but I've come a long way, and I've really worked hard. I can't tell you the hours and the time I've put in to working hard. And I really enjoy being back out there. You know, I've had a chance to throw with some of my old teammates, guys like Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, Austin, Stokely, Saturdays, snapped to me a couple of times. So that's been the most fun part, being back out there on the field.
Isn't it interesting, Peyton? Still a lot that there's to get a lot of stuff done.
Pretty well. Throwing it, got some work. I got some to do just to make progress. I've come, but I've way. I'm along. I really went. I worked hard. I'm not. I can't tell hours and day of the I put in time to win or now working hard. I've been really enjoyed there. Back out. I've had a chance, with some of my mates, old team Reggie, guys like Alice Klein, Clark, and Austin, Stokely, Saturdays, Saturday, snap times. I mean, a couple of them the most. That's being the fun part. They're on back out the field.
interested in it. Still a lot of Peyton Manning to get. There's a lot of stuff
pretty well
done.
Got some work thrown. I still got to make to do. Progress. I've come away, but I've really went longer. I worked hard. I can't take hours and put in the to what time I've already been being working hard there. Really enjoyed. I've had a chance back out row, you know, with a chance to some of my old mates, Reggie Wall, Team Malice, guys like Lane and Clark, Oakley, Austin, days, snap through Saturday times. So the most of me a couple of being, that's but they're on the fun part back out the field.
Interesting. Still a lot of stuff to get paid, man. There's
pretty well
a lot of stuff
got some work
done.
I got some thorn to make. I still got to do. I've come progress away. I've really worked whatever. I'm along and I worked hard. I can't take hours and put in to weigh the hour. Now every time I've been up there working hard, I've had a chance to really enjoy roll back out with some of my old mates with Reggie Alice called team guys like Lane, Oakley, Clark, today's Austin, snap times like Saturday and the most being a couple their own. That's the fun part. Back out
interesting
the field.
Still a lot stuff to get. It paid me
pretty well.
There's
got some more
a lot of stuff.
I got some
done.
To make. I still got. I've come to do away in progress. I've really worked hard, but I've come along and I can't work hard. Can't tell hours and I can't put in to hard. I really the hour being time up there and I've had a chance working hard. Role. Really enjoy it back out. Some of my mates chance to thread you with Dallas, all team and guys like Oakley, Lane, Derdays, Clark, Snap, Austin. Times spend the most Saturday being they're on me a couple. That's fun part.
Interesting.
Back out.
Still a lot of stuff to get.
It pretty well.
Peyton
got some work.
I
got some
a lot of stuff
to make
done.
I've come. I still got a way to do. I've really won progress. But I've come along and I worked hard. Can't tell not hours and I'm put in. I can't to work hard. I being paid the out there. Time I've had a chance to grow, working hard with. Really enjoy some of my old back out mates. Reggie Lance to Dallas with and old team Oakley, guys like today's Lane, Snap, Clark, times Austin, and the most start being Saturday. They're on me a couple of that's
interesting.
The fun part.
Still a lot
back
of
out
stuff to get.
The field. Pretty well.
It
got some work.
Peyton,
I got some
there's
to make.
A lot of stuff done.
I've come throwing it away. I still got really what to do. I'm progress. But I can't come along. And I can't tell hard hours and I'm not put in. I've had a chance time I've rolled with working hard. Some of my really enjoy mates back out. Reggie,